Man, this is so heavy. I think I need to eat again, too. Don't try to take this. Today, beloved in Christ, the church, in a special way, invites us to celebrate the feast of Christ the King. Historically, this feast was established in 1925 by Pope Pius XI to commemorate the 1600 years anniversary of condemned Arius. For Arius had denied that Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. In his papal encyclical, Quas Primas, meaning in the first, Pope Pius XI connected the denial of Christ as king with the rise of nationalism and secularism, which was prevalent in Europe. This wave of secularism led many Christians, including Catholics, to abandon the sacred for the secular and the proximate power tussle between the papacy and Mussolini of Italy. The Feast of Christ the King was to serve as a remedy to secularism. Here in the United States, we know that secularism is still a big challenge to Christianity. The primary goal of secularism is about creating a world order without God. This attempt to create a world order without God has brought about more chaos and division in our world. The more humans distance themselves from God, who is the good, the beautiful, and the truth, the more we become prone to committing all kinds of evil against one another. This feast challenges us all to defend the faith both in our private and public lives. We just concluded the midterm elections, and I know that many are not very pleased with the outcome. I'd like you to know that if you did vote with the good of the church and the sanctity of human life at heart, you truly defended the faith and proclaimed Christ as King. We may not have the direct powers to restore God to the public space, but we must never give up on supporting and promoting every cause that gives glory and honor to God. And we must never sit back as a result of indifference or in the name of political correctness, allow some people or some group take away the reality and place of God from our culture. The rest of the world look up to America as the ideal culture. Back in my country, Nigeria, the young men and women wants to dress like an American, speak like an American, sing like an American, and even walk like an American. We cannot afford to pass on to the rest of the world an American culture without God. That will spell doom for the future of mankind. All of us who are believers in Christ here in the United States of America are in the forefront of the battle against light and darkness. And that is why I believe that God has sent me here for a special mission, because we are the ones transferring modern culture to the rest of the world. And honestly, we cannot afford to transfer our culture, an American culture, without God. We have a very great responsibility of preventing the whole world from becoming godless. we must continue to stand against every legislation that poses a serious threat to the reign and presence of God in our culture. The founding fathers were very wise to choose as a founding principle for this great nation, in God we trust. Yes, in God we trust, because like the psalmist says in Psalm 16, verse 4, those who choose other gods increase their sorrows.